The fires in Northern California have now claimed at least 23 lives. Thousands of homes and businesses have been destroyed. All 5,000 residents of Calistoga are now under a mandatory evacuation after winds pushed an active fire closer to the city. Joining us now is Diane Dillon, District 3 Supervisor for Napa County. Her district includes Calistoga. Diane, thank you for joining us and our condolences because some of the people who died were in your county.
Yes, unfortunately so.
What's the situation like where you are now?
The situation is that last night we fortunately didn't have the wind that we had anticipated. So in terms of the fire spreading, it spread the least of any 24-hour period that it has previously. The smoke is pretty intense and becoming much more difficult for people to breathe comfortably.
What about damage at this point?
We are still in life safety mode. We are still making sure that we maintain the evacuated areas so that people, for their own safety, do not enter those areas. We have flare-ups in the evacuated areas, even though the major portion of the fire in a particular area may have been extinguished. So we haven't been able to do any assessment yet of structure loss.
When we hear the numbers of dead and then a huge number of missing in the hundreds, what is that about? What do you expect to happen there? Are a lot of those people just unable to be reached at this point, or do you expect that the number of injured and dead is going to rise?
At this point, we do not expect the number of injured and dead is going to rise because the fire is not spreading. Although it's possible that among those on the missing list, there will be some casualties or deaths. We just don't know that. Many, many people, if they were able to do so in terms of being retired or taking time off from work or their business closed, have left the area. And when we do an evacuation, sometimes we're not able to go to every door because of time or because it's behind a locked gate, and therefore we really don't know, was there someone in there? And then when their relative calls and says, where are they safe, we have no way of determining that if the fire is in the immediate area and it's not safe for anyone to go in and check that area.
I understand you actually walked around and went door to door to let residents know about the evacuation orders. How did they respond?
Well, this was in Calistoga, and the fire had started very near Calistoga, one of the fires. We have four fires in our small county. And it was actually quite remarkable when we were knocking on doors from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., people were ready to leave. They had packed things. It was a very small percentage of folks that were surprised that they might be asked to leave, and they responded in a cooperative manner and started packing to leave.
What has communication been like, given the fact that there are a lot of people missing and a lot of people who need to be reached, but it sounds like even officials are having trouble getting in touch with other authorities?
That's very true. Cell coverage has been difficult. There are several situations where the only way I can communicate with an elected colleague is using FaceTime audio, which seems odd. And we didn't have power throughout the valley for at least 30 hours. And in some places, they still do not have electrical service. But our Pacific Gas and Electric Company, which is our provider, has been very energetic and active about restoring power wherever possible.
How are you holding up through all of this? I mean, this is your home. You were born and raised in Napa County, the fifth generation of your family to live there.
It's horrible to see a place you love be in flames. And it's not my particular home where I live, but it's my home, as you said, for generations of my family. My grandparents' ranch home and barn was destroyed on the first night of the fire, and it survived three other major fires over the decades, and so it's very sad. It's not as sad, however, for people who have actually lost their homes, and
right.
So my heart goes out to them to lose everything you have, and of course for the people who have lost friends and relatives in the fire. My best friend lost her home, and really difficult to console her when I still have mine. But that's something that everyone faces in these kinds of situations. When you're in my position, or any other elected position, our job is to keep the message out there that people need to be safe, to help people understand why we're taking particular actions in terms of evacuating particular areas, and be there for folks so that they have an ear and we can hear what their concerns are and respond.
That's Diane Dillon, who is District 3 Supervisor for Napa County. Diane, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.